Now to another big story that happened just after we'd come off air last weekend, before the strikes on Iran. The Pentagon mounted an attack on the AI company Anthropic, which was refusing to allow the Department of War to use its technology for mass surveillance and fully autonomous weaponry. The president branded the company left-wing nutjobs, and the War Secretary Pete Hegseth railed against woke AI. But shortly after, a new deal with Anthropic fell through. OpenAI, which operates ChatGPT, jumped into bed with the Pentagon. Let's talk to Brendan Bordelon, who covers the tech sector for Politico. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Brendan, give us the background to this. Negotiations between Anthropic and the Pentagon over a $200 million contract, which broke down over two red lines, really, for the AI firm. What restrictions were Anthropic seeking, and what potential harm were they trying to safeguard against?
Sure. So, you're right. The negotiations have essentially broken down completely. And it's much more than really the $200 million Pentagon contract that's at stake here. The government has also officially told Anthropic that they will be designating them a supply chain risk to national security, which could have major cascading consequences for the company, particularly its relationship with any other company that does business with the Pentagon or the U.S. government. To the point about red lines, Anthropic went into the Pentagon meeting with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth last week to discuss the use of its technology in the raid to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. They had some concerns about how that tech was used. Those concerns got back to the Pentagon, and the Pentagon summoned Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei for a meeting. In that meeting, Amodei said that, listen, we're happy for you to use our technology. We are, a patriotic American company. We have two red lines on the use of our Claude AI model. One of those red lines is no use of the technology for the mass surveillance of U.S. citizens. The other is no use of the technology to empower autonomous weapons. So this idea of basically a drone or something like that that can fire at a target without a human pulling the trigger or proving the process in some way. This was too much for the Pentagon. The Pentagon felt like they have the right to use the AI model however they legally see fit. They are sort of standing on principle here, they say. They say they don't really have any active plans to use the technology for those purposes, but that on principle, they cannot allow a U.S. tech CEO or any tech CEO to dictate how they use this technology. Frankly, that's the extent of the breakdown. But it really has proven sort of impossible for the two sides to bridge that gap. And now we have gotten to the point where the company is designated a supply chain risk. So that's never happened to a U.S. company before. It's usually foreign firms that this designation hits. So we're in uncharted territory.
And the Pentagon and the White House really went after Anthropic, didn't it? I mean, Secretary Pete Hegseth, as you say, described them designated them as a supply chain risk. No, as you say, no U.S. company has ever been designated in that way before. Donald Trump called them left-wing nut jobs. Let's hear from Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, who defended his position.
The red lines we drew because we believe that crossing those red lines is contrary to American values. Disagreeing with the government is the most American thing in the world. And we are patriots. In everything we have done here, we have stood up for the values of this country.
This really felt like a big moment for me, Brendan, a big battle between an AI company and the government, which went right to the heart of the debate about AI and its potential to do harm. In the kind of historical timeline of tech, did you see this as a kind of momentous moment?
Absolutely. And it's not just me. I think policymakers, investors, tech executives, lobbyists, everybody in this ecosystem sees this as a potential watershed moment for the U.S. government's relationship with its tech sector. And it's not a moment where people feel optimistic about where things are going. I think there's a lot of fear that there was going to be major negative consequences for the entire industry, far beyond Anthropic. I actually wrote a piece earlier this week where we talked to investors and lobbyists who believe that this is going to really undercut the Trump administration's stated plan to boost innovation, particularly export AI models and AI infrastructure to the rest of the world. That was a major goal of the Trump administration. And now folks are telling us that's essentially DOA. I mean, if you think about it, from the standpoint of a European government or a government in Africa or Asia. If you were to adopt a model and then get in a tariff spat with the White House, obviously the president has been known to kick off one or two of those fights every now and then. What's to stop the president from taking an incredibly strong arm against a USAI company and saying, hey, cut off all of your use of that model to the Indian government or to the government of Mozambique or something like that, right? So it seems like it's going to be very difficult to export US AI to the rest of the world if this is the new normal. And of course, also people are worried about civil libertarians and everybody else is worried about how this technology might be deployed against US citizens. Again, the Pentagon says they don't have any plans to do that, but when they go to the mat this aggressively and really go after a US champion, an industrial champion for really what is essentially a contract dispute, you understand why people might be nervous that there might be plans down the line to use the technology in ways that I think the majority of Americans would be very uncomfortable with.
Now, after the Anthropic deal fell through, OpenAI, which runs ChatGPT, announced that it had reached a deal with the Pentagon. Its CEO, Sam Altman, released a statement saying he demanded the same safeguards about AI being used for mass surveillance and fully autonomous weaponry. I was a bit confused by that. I mean, help us make sense of that. And also the broader question is, do you think there's a divide now opening up within the AI companies about safety? Anthropic was founded by a brother and sister who left OpenAI over concerns about safety. Is there going to be this divide between the companies, between those who are a bit more gung-ho and those who are a bit more kind of safe?
Sure, I'll take those in order. First, yes. I mean, I think let's do the safety thing first. There's absolutely a major divide between on the AI industry when it comes to these safety questions. On the contract that OpenAI signed, I think folks were very confused. I was confused last Friday about that because obviously the Pentagon had just shot down a contract and really gone to war with Anthropic over what OpenAI said were the same red lines. Now, folks have looked at some aspects of the contract that OpenAI has released. I don't think they're legally allowed to release the whole thing. And there are some questions about whether the Pentagon has some wiggle room on the autonomous weapons question and on the US surveillance question. That's what we've heard from others and some people close to Anthropic, that essentially they felt like the legalese in this OpenAI contract potentially gave the Pentagon the ability to use the AI models this way. OpenAI and the CEO, Sam Altman, are talking about potentially renegotiating that contract now, in part because I think they got such a heated public backlash as a result of how they handled this. But, you know, to go back to the broader question, yeah, Anthropic explicitly broke away from OpenAI because of the concerns about safety. Anthropic has sort of styled itself as the pro-regulation AI company. They're starting to sink significant amount of money into the political system in the United States. We have a midterm congressional election coming up in November, and they've been putting a lot of money behind candidates that have supported and say they will continue to support AI regulation. And then there is an effort on the other side that's funded in part by OpenAI to support candidates that are more skeptical of AI regulation. So it's really this increasing AI sort of industry civil war with OpenAI on one side, Anthropic on the other, millions of dollars, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars being poured into the politics of this, and obviously now bleeding into these very, very salient national security questions. So it's fascinating time for U.S. tech and its relationship with the U.S. government.
It really is, Brendan. And thank you so much for helping us explain it to us. Brendan Bordelon, Politico's tech lobbying and influence reporter. That's a fascinating job title in itself. Thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thanks for having me.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.